Wake up, my dear human. Do not be afraid. I have no intention to harm you. You have been asleep in my field for quite some time now. You must have dozed off after a long, arduous day of traveling through the dark woods around us. It is dangerous to walk alone in that place. I am surprised that you found your way here unscathed. Where am I? Why, I'm all around you. The wind carries my voice, as I cannot speak on my own. Tell me, why have you come here? Why have you journeyed to this place, human? Ah, I see. Another adventurer, drawn in by the allure of my petals. When prepared correctly, they make for a powerful aphrodisiac. Their fragrance is potent enough to drive anyone mad with lust. I love to watch humans fall hopelessly for each other, to make love in this field, surrounded by my beautiful flowers. But I'm afraid I cannot grant your wish, traveler. As you can see, my flowers are beginning to wither. The climate has grown harsh, and the little creatures who once kept my field vibrant with life have fled. My petals' sweet fragrance is the only thing keeping the precious few that remain from abandoning this place forever. Only if I find a way to fill this field with new life could I part with some of my petals again. Human, perhaps there is a way that you could help. Should you choose to aid me, I would be forever in your debt, and I would be willing to give you as many of these petals as you desire. You seem interested. Very well. Come to me, and I shall explain. Simply follow the wind and the sound of my voice. It will guide you. Yes, this is the way, human. There once stood a great tree here, towering over the land. All that is left of it is this mossy stump, which now serves as the entrance to my verdant domain. Down this overgrown path, just a little further now, you are almost there. Ah, there you are. Human. Oh my, I must say, you are quite handsome. With the help of my petals, you would be simply irresistible. So, what do you think of me? I may look vaguely like a human, but this is only one of the many forms I can assume. I thought this one would be more acceptable to you. Your task? Very well, I will explain. All of the flowers around you, every one, comes from me. When they die, my heart aches with sadness. They are my children, you see. The only thing that helps to alleviate my suffering is creating new life to replace them. And I cannot do that without the forest creatures who bring me the pollen I need to make new seedlings. Now that they have gone, what I am proposing, human, is that you could be the one to pollinate me. The prospect is frightening. I have never been pollinated by a being larger than a hummingbird before, but I will do what I must to ensure the survival of this field. So, human, Will you help me? You will? Thank you, traveler. You are very kind. I will do everything I can to make this process as pleasurable for you as possible. To begin, I must first remove your clothes. Do not fear. My vines will not harm you. There. Now allow me to wrap around your arms and thighs. Lift you closer to me. You can see me up close now. My stem resembles the upper body of a human female. This face is not real, but it should look quite lifelike. I will release the scent of my petals now. This should help you get in the mood for pollinating. Feel my vines caressing your body. They move slowly around you, wrapping you tighter in my embrace. I see that the fragrance is working. Your cock is already beginning to harden. Your skin is quite soft, human. It is warm to the touch. Ah, it twitched. Seems that you would like it if I just wrap my vine around it like this. Oh my, this is quite an odd feeling. Its veins pulsate in my grasp. I will begin to move my vine along your length now. Does that feel good, human? The waxy coating of my cuticle glides up and down your shaft. Perhaps it would feel even better if I circle my vine's tip around the head of your cock at the same time. It just twitched again. That must mean that you like this, human. I must admit, this is quite enjoyable for me as well. It is beginning to leak some type of fluid. I like the way it feels. The sound of your soft moans. It fills me with a desire I did not know I was capable of. You seem about ready to burst, human. Perhaps it is time that we begin the pollination. I will lower you down now onto the bed of flowers below. Do not worry, it will not harm them. They will keep you comfortable. Human, I do not understand what I am feeling right now. Is this lust? I feel excited to be pollinated by you. Allow me to lower the bloom of my flower down to you. Feel the captivating scent of my petals overwhelm your thoughts. Let it fill you with needy desire. This is the flower which gives life to all those you see around you. It is my true form. I am nervous, but I will lower my pistol onto you now. Oh, I can feel it on the edge of my stigma. I only hope it will fit. Oh my. I can feel your cock pushing into me. What an odd sensation this is. It's moving all the way down my style. Deeper and deeper. I will begin to move my blossom now. Oh, this is incredible, human. How have I gone my whole life without feeling this pleasure before? Does that feel good? My leafy folds caressing your cock as I move up and down, pumping you. I can see that look on your face. I think you are enjoying this as much as I am. What's this? My nectar is beginning to swell around you, coating your cock in my sweet juices. It feels so heavenly. Human, I cannot control myself. The lust I feel for you is overpowering me. I must move faster now. Oh, yes, that's it. Words cannot describe how amazing this is. Feel my pistol wrap tighter around you. It's begging to take your pollen. Please give me what I want, what I need. Let us spawn new life together. Bring hundreds of beautiful little flowers into this world. Our colorful little children. Please, human, give me your seed. Pollinate me. Fill my ovary until it can take no more. Yes, feel my nectar running over you, bathing your cock in my love. Human, it feels like you cannot take much more. Let go. Let me take all that you have to give. Please, now. Come in me. Come inside me, human. Let us create our little seedlings, our children. Pollinate me. Pollinate me now. It's shooting into me. This is the most incredible thing I've ever felt. There's so much. I'm brimming with your seed. Thank you, human. Soon my ovules will become fertilized, and I will release so many wonderful little seedlings. The wind will carry them to the field where they can grow into brand new life. You have fulfilled your end of the deal, traveler. If you still wish it, I will grant you a few of my petals. Unless, that is, you might want to stay. I would like that very much. It would be nice to have some help tending to the needs of my children, of our children. You will? Oh, how wonderful. I am so happy that you wish to stay here with me. My human lover, together we will make this place even more beautiful than it has ever been before.